Title: Navigating NASDAQ and NYSE, Essential Insights for Companies. Content: In 2025, 145 companies have effectuated reverse stock splits. Both companies listed on NASDAQ and on the New York Stock Exchange, NYSE, often conduct reverse stock splits to comply with each exchange's minimum share price requirement of US$1. A reverse stock split reduces a company's outstanding shares while proportionally increasing the share price. In recent years, NASDAQ has introduced a series of rule changes that make it more challenging for companies to effectuate reverse stock splits to maintain compliance with NASDAQ's minimum bid price requirement. Furthermore, effective as of April 2025, NASDAQ revised its initial listing requirements such that companies conducting an initial public offering with a subsequent listing to NASDAQ must raise more capital than previously required during times of economic uncertainty and stock market volatility. Below are the various rule changes companies need to keep in mind when deciding to go public, as well as what companies need to know to stay public. How many companies have been delisted from NASDAQ and the NYSE in 2025? As of April 21, 2025, there have been an aggregate of 121 delistings from NASDAQ and NYSE. As of April 21, 2025, 158 companies have received bid price deficiency notices from NASDAQ. Why are companies being delisted from NASDAQ and the NYSE? Delistings have mainly been the result of the failure to meet minimum bid price requirements, market capitalization requirements, and shareholders' equity requirements. Some delistings are also attributed to mergers. What triggers NASDAQ to send a bid price deficiency notice? If a company trades for 30 consecutive business days below the $1 minimum closing bid price requirement, NASDAQ will send a deficiency notice to the company. How can a company regain compliance with the NASDAQ minimum bid price requirement? In order to regain compliance with the minimum bid price requirement, a security must have a closing bid price of $1 or more for 10 consecutive business days. Under certain circumstances, to ensure that a company can sustain long-term compliance, NASDAQ may require the closing bid price to equal or to exceed the $1 minimum bid price requirement for more than 10 consecutive business days before determining that a company is in compliance with the bid price requirement. In determining whether to look beyond the 10 consecutive business days for compliance, NASDAQ will consider factors including, but not limited to, 1. Margin of compliance, the amount by which the price is above the $1 minimum standard. Trading volume: a lack of trading volume may indicate a lack of bona fide market interest in the security at the posted bid price. 3. The market maker montage, e.g., if only one of 8 market makers is quoting at or above the minimum bid price and the quote is only for 100 shares, then added scrutiny may be appropriate. And 4. The trend of the stock price, e.g., is it moving up or down? Notwithstanding the foregoing, a company will not be considered to have regained compliance with the bid price requirement if the company takes an action to achieve compliance and that action results in the company's security falling below the numeric threshold for another listing requirement without regard to any compliance periods otherwise available for that other listing requirement. For example, if a company effectuates a reverse stock split and regains compliance with the bid price requirement but, as a result of the reverse stock split, falls out of compliance with the publicly held shares requirement, the company will continue to be considered non-compliant until both, 1. The other deficiency is cured, e.g. the publicly held shares requirement, and, 2. Thereafter the company meets the bid price standard for a minimum of 10 consecutive business days, unless staff exercises its discretion to extend such 10-day period as discussed above. Additional compliance periods are no longer available as they otherwise would have been for secondary deficiencies prior NASDAQ's recent rule change. If a company does not regain compliance with the bid price requirement and the additional deficiency during the initial compliance period applicable to the bid price requirement non-compliance, NASDAQ will issue a staff delisting determination letter. How long does a company have to regain compliance with the NASDAQ bid price deficiency if it